We are talking about Maqam-e-Ibrahim. Allahu Akbar. It is actually a holy stone that is present a few yards away from the holy Kaaba. The holy Kaaba, an apple of the eye of every believer. You know, every believer definitely must be wishing to see the holy Kaaba again and again. So some few yards away from the holy Kaaba, the stone is placed, and it is the same stone that Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam would step upon to complete the construction of the walls of the holy Kaaba. When the walls became higher, so obviously, you know, the size is getting taller. So Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam used a stone to get up high and complete the walls of the holy Kaaba. So Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam used that stone, and the miracle was such that because the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, is using that stone, and a stone is naturally hard, but because it is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at how things happen and how it works. Look at the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That stone turned soft as wax, and it basically accommodated the blessed feet of Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, resulting in the impression of the footprints of Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam to be there on that stone. By virtue and blessings of printed blessed feet of Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah Azza wa Jal dignified and blessed this stone to such an extent that He Azza wa Jal has mentioned its significance twice in the Holy Quran. In one of the Quranic ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in para number 4, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 97. Translation from Kunzul Iman. In the Holy Kaaba, there are many open heavenly signs, and one of the major signs is Maqam-e-Ibrahim.